Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky, prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujte si príbeh rodiny Williamsovcov. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear the true story of the Williams family, as seen and told by Venus Williams, a famous tennis player.
I travel around the world playing tennis and have been on the Sony Ericsson WTA Tour, Women's Tennis Association Tour, 8 times. This year, unfortunately, I was there alone because my younger sister Serena was suffering from a long-term injury. I get along with other players, but I don't really know them. Tennis is so individual. Everyone has their own practices, so you're often by yourself. Serena and my elder sisters Isha, 32, and Lindria, 28, are my best friends. We are really close. While some people only see their whole family once or twice a year, for me it's every few weeks. It's because of this tight family bond that we were able to deal with a family tragedy which happened 5 years ago. We grew up in Compton, a poor part of Los Angeles. I had a carefree childhood and just went to school, then tennis practice, and never really noticed that the area we lived in was violent. It was probably because Serena and I were so into tennis. As Serena was the youngest and the closest to me in age, I've always felt responsible for her. Whatever I did when we were growing up, Serena copied. But I didn't mind and we never argued. And even if we had different opinions, I would let her have her own way. This is typical of how we all are as sisters. So when I got a call one late night in September 2003, I immediately knew something was wrong with one of them. I had a message saying that Yatunde, 31, our eldest sister, had been accidentally shot in Compton as the victim of street shooting. I was completely shocked, but managed to get on a plane from New York to be with my family. The family really came together and gained strength from each other. In this way, we wanted to overcome sadness and pain. We would spend hours playing cards. It somehow helped us through. If one of us got upset, we would pass around a pair of sunglasses to hide behind. As well as crying, we laughed, because that's what we do as a family. We were all there for each other. It was a very difficult time, but life is all about challenges. People ask me about marriage and children, but I can't really think about that yet. I'm all about my career. I just feel lucky to have the close family that I do. We talk about Yatunde all the time, what she liked, what she would say in certain situations. I really appreciate having my family around me for their love and strong ties.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear the true story of the Williams family, as seen and told by Venus Williams, a famous tennis player.
I travel around the world playing tennis and have been on the Sony Ericsson WTA Tour, Women's Tennis Association Tour, 8 times. This year, unfortunately, I was there alone because my younger sister, Serena, was suffering from a long-term injury. I get along with other players, but I don't really know them. Tennis is so individual. Everyone has their own practices, so you're often by yourself. Serena and my elder sisters, Isha, 32, and Lindria, 28, are my best friends. We are really close. While some people only see their whole family once or twice a year, for me it's every few weeks. It's because of this tight family bond that we were able to deal with a family tragedy which happened 5 years ago. We grew up in Compton, a poor part of Los Angeles. I had a carefree childhood and just went to school, then tennis practice, and never really noticed that the area we lived in was violent. It was probably because Serena and I were so into tennis. As Serena was the youngest and the closest to me in age, I've always felt responsible for her. Whatever I did when we were growing up, Serena copied. But I didn't mind and we never argued. And even if we had different opinions, I would let her have her own way. This is typical of how we all are as sisters. So when I got a call one late night in September 2003, I immediately knew something was wrong with one of them. I had a message saying that Yatunde, 31, our eldest sister, had been accidentally shot in Compton as the victim of street shooting. I was completely shocked, but managed to get on a plane from New York to be with my family. The family really came together and gained strength from each other. In this way, we wanted to overcome sadness and pain. We would spend hours playing cards. It somehow helped us through. If one of us got upset, we would pass around a pair of sunglasses to hide behind. As well as crying, we laughed, because that's what we do as a family. We were all there for each other. It was a very difficult time, but life is all about challenges. People ask me about marriage and children, but I can't really think about that yet. I'm all about my career. I just feel lucky to have the close family that I do. We talk about Yatunde all the time, what she liked, what she would say in certain situations. I really appreciate having my family around me for their love and strong ties.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujte si príbeh herečky. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, nepravdivé, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Marley Matlin has been deaf since she was 18 months old. When you spend an afternoon at her home, see her four children playing with six of the neighborhood kids, it is clear that she doesn't live in silence. Marley can do more than take care of her children and star in different films. She loves performing in the show Dancing with the Stars, which she is in the middle of filming at the moment. Marley Matlin, aged 42, realizes that dancing in the show has been a marathon. Her days are mainly about driving her kids to school, hurrying not to miss rehearsals for the show, and later, helping her children with homework. I was surprised that I was able to feel more courage and strength than I ever thought I could, says the actress, whose loss of hearing abilities resulted from a childhood illness. For the dancing show, it means that she must rely on her partner, Fabian Sanchez, to help her feel the rhythm as she cannot hear much of the music. Deaf people have become her fans and support her a lot. She has received hundreds of letters from them in which they express their thankfulness for opening the eyes of hearing people who have realized that deaf people can do everything except hear. Matlin also stars in the April CBS film Sweet Nothing in My Ear, which is about modern medical inventions for deaf people. Marley Matlin is an outstanding actress who has starred in many films and got her Oscar in 1986 for the film Children of a Lesser God. Home to the couple and their kids, Sarah, aged 12, Brandon, aged 7, Tyler, aged 5, and the youngest, Isabel, aged 4, is a 5-bedroom Tudor house in a Los Angeles suburb. Matlin has been married for 14 years. Her husband, Kevin Grandowski, is a law officer. At the moment, Kevin's parents are living with the family to help with kids and the house while Matlin works for long hours on the show Dancing with the Stars. Matlin knows that performing in the show is the most physically challenging role she has ever done and realizes that her kids miss her a lot. The most devoted dancing fan in the family is Sarah. who attends all of the shows with her father. When Mum gets stressed, Sarah tries to support her. She keeps telling her, "You are excellent, you dance like a queen." Sarah is a girl whose career plans are connected with her mother's profession without any doubt.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Marley Matlin has been deaf since she was 18 months old. When you spend an afternoon at her home, see her four children playing with six of the neighborhood kids, it is clear that she doesn't live in silence. Marley can do more than take care of her children and star in different films. She loves performing in the show Dancing with the Stars, which she is in the middle of filming at the moment. Marley Matlin, aged 42, realizes that dancing in the show has been a marathon. Her days are mainly about driving her kids to school, hurrying not to miss rehearsals for the show, and later, helping her children with homework. I was surprised that I was able to feel more courage and strength than I ever thought I could, says the actress, whose loss of hearing abilities resulted from a childhood illness. For the dancing show, it means that she must rely on her partner, Fabian Sanchez, to help her feel the rhythm, as she cannot hear much of the music. Deaf people have become her fans and support her a lot. She has received hundreds of letters from them in which they express their thankfulness for opening the eyes of hearing people who have realized that deaf people can do everything except hear. Matlin also stars in the April CBS film Sweet Nothing in My Ear, which is about modern medical inventions for deaf people. Marley Matlin is an outstanding actress who has starred in many films and got her Oscar in 1986 for the film Children of a Lesser God. Home to the couple and their kids, Sarah, aged 12, Brandon, aged 7, Tyler, aged 5, and the youngest, Isabel, aged 4, is a 5-bedroom Tudor house in a Los Angeles suburb. Matlin has been married for 14 years. Her husband, Kevin Grandowski, is a law officer. At the moment, Kevin's parents are living with the family to help with kids and the house while Matlin works for long hours on the show Dancing with the Stars. Matlin knows that performing in the show is the most physically challenging role she has ever done and realizes that her kids miss her a lot. The most devoted dancing fan in the family is Sarah, who attends all of the shows with her father. When Mum gets stressed, Sarah tries to support her. She keeps telling her, "You are excellent, you dance like a queen." Sarah is a girl whose career plans are connected with her mother's profession without any doubt.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasovú reláciu o zdravom životnom štýle. Dozviete sa 6 praktických nápadov. Tieto sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoradte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka označenie X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear a radio program in which experts explain how to wake up feeling great with enough energy for the whole day.
Do you wake up feeling tired? Experts say you are not alone. One person in 10 says that they don't have enough energy to start the day. But you don't have to feel this way. According to experts, there are lots of simple ways to help you feel better. Suggestion number 1. The traditional 3 meals a day isn't the best way to keep energy up. Research shows that eating 5 small meals a day improves work performance by more than 40%. Each mini meal should contain no more than a handful of food, as that's the size of an average stomach. Try eating slow burn foods, such as wholemeal toast, fruit and yogurt in the morning. Some chicken with vegetables for lunch, and brown rice with vegetables for dinner. This will keep your energy up all day long. Suggestion number 2. Low energy can be a sign that you don't pay enough attention to yourself. Take time for life's pleasures. When you wake up, take 30 seconds and plan something special just for yourself. It could be that you'd like to meet a friend, or relax doing sport. Or spend some time doing your most favourite hobby. The trick is to make it an important part of your day. It is fine that you care for others, but you have the right to think of yourself too. Suggestion number 3. Laughing makes you feel much better. A University of California study found out that just preparing to watch a good TV comedy lowered tiredness by up to 50%. So you can make a choice and watch the popular Friends on TV, or even better, you can invite a friend to watch the comedy with you. Suggestion number 4. Most of us spend long hours thinking about events from the past and worrying about things in the future, which is tiring and has no effect. Only a small part of the things we are anxious about actually happens, says psychiatrist Laura Cass. Don't make endless lists of your duties and responsibilities for the day. This makes your day look more difficult. Suggestion number 5. Tiredness can be a sign of feeling uncomfortable in your working environment. Office equipment gives off low levels of ozone, which limits how well your lungs work. Then it is difficult to get enough oxygen to support your energy. Keep windows open. Buy plants. This will help you to stay fresh. You can also raise your computer screen a little bit. Suggestion number 6. To feel rested and awake during the day, most of us need between 6 and 8 hours sleep a night. But much more important than the length of sleep is the quality, says Professor Jim Horn. 6 hours of sleep without breaks is better than 10 hours of sleep with lots of interruptions. If getting to sleep is a problem, go to bed only when you are actually sleepy. And also, try to get up at the same time. This will train your body clock.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear a radio program in which experts explain how to wake up feeling great with enough energy for the whole day.
Do you wake up feeling tired? Experts say you are not alone. 1 person in 10 says that they don't have enough energy to start the day. But you don't have to feel this way. According to experts, there are lots of simple ways to help you feel better. Suggestion number 1. The traditional 3 meals a day isn't the best way to keep energy up. Research shows that eating 5 small meals a day improves work performance by more than 40%. Each mini meal should contain no more than a handful of food, as that's the size of an average stomach. Try eating slow burn foods, such as wholemeal toast, fruit and yogurt in the morning, some chicken with vegetables for lunch, and brown rice with vegetables for dinner. This will keep your energy up all day long. Suggestion number 2. Low energy can be a sign that you don't pay enough attention to yourself. Take time for life's pleasures. When you wake up, take 30 seconds and plan something special just for yourself. It could be that you'd like to meet a friend, or relax doing sport, or spend some time doing your most favourite hobby. The trick is to make it an important part of your day. It is fine that you care for others, but you have the right to think of yourself too. Suggestion number 3. Laughing makes you feel much better. A University of California study found out that just preparing to watch a good TV comedy lowered tiredness by up to 50%. So you can make a choice and watch the popular Friends on TV, or even better, you can invite a friend to watch the comedy with you. Suggestion number 4. Most of us spend long hours thinking about events from the past and worrying about things in the future, which is tiring and has no effect. Only a small part of the things we are anxious about actually happens, says psychiatrist Laura Cass. Don't make endless lists of your duties and responsibilities for the day. This makes your day look more difficult. Suggestion number 5. Tiredness can be a sign of feeling uncomfortable in your working environment. Office equipment gives off low levels of ozone, which limits how well your lungs work. Then it is difficult to get enough oxygen to support your energy. Keep windows open. Buy plants. This will help you to stay fresh. You can also raise your computer screen a little bit. Suggestion number 6. To feel rested and awake during the day, most of us need between 6 and 8 hours sleep a night. But much more important than the length of sleep is the quality, says Professor Jim Horn. 6 hours of sleep without breaks is better than 10 hours of sleep with lots of interruptions. If getting to sleep is a problem, go to bed only when you are actually sleepy. And also, try to get up at the same time. This will train your body clock.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.